Let me kick off the broadcast today by broaching the question as to whether or not apologetics is really necessary in the first place. Now, too often people suppose that the task of evangelism and apologetics is the exclusive domain of scholars and theologians, but that simply isn't true. The defense of the faith is not optional. It's just plain old basic training for every Christian, and that means you. The Bible informs us that apologetics isn't just a nicety, it's a necessity. Look, writing in a world steeped in mystery cults, you have Paul vigorously defending the gospel and then charging Timothy and Titus to do the same thing. Apologetics is necessary to preserve the faith. Not only must the church defend against objections that come to her from without, she must guard against false teachings that penetrate from within. Paul admonishes Timothy. Remember the words, preach the word? Be prepared, he says, in season, out of season, rebuke, encourage, with great patience, careful instruction. And then he says, the time is going to come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they'll turn their ears away from truth and turn aside to mythology. Defending essential Christian doctrine against perversions by pseudo-Christian cults is a crucial task. It's the task of apologetics. Apologetics is necessary for the cultural relevance of the church. In a post-Christian society in which theism is no longer in vogue and belief in the possibility of miracles is viewed as simple-minded superstition, apologetics creates intellectual room for the acceptance of the gospel. In place of merely pontificating dogmatic assertions, we as Christians are commanded to provide defensible answers and then do it with gentleness and with respect. During Listener Appreciation Week, we are thanking you for enabling this ministry to carry on the task of apologetics and evangelism, for providing Christians with discernment skills, for making them so familiar with the real McCoy, with truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, they just know it instantaneously. It's critical that this voice, a voice of reason, the voice of the ministry, as it were, in a postmodern context of increasing irrationality, it's crucial that this voice continue. The ministry is a voice to the world through our publications, through the Bible Answer Man broadcast, through equip.org, through our global outreach impacting places as far away as China, where I've recently met with the director of the State Administration of Religious Affairs and the director of the China Christian Council and the director of CAS, the Chinese Academy for the Social Sciences. The Ministry of the Christian Research Institute is making an impact in the lives of people because of men and women like you. If you are part of our support team, through your prayers or finances, this week we are saying thank you over and over again.